So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
Melissa Carter, I was thinking about you on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because for a fleeting couple of moments there, I started thinking about people that can't really celebrate Father's Day on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I fall under that large umbrella, but for two separate reasons.
Correct. Yeah. It is, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because it was something that Katie and I discussed, I guess it was yesterday or Saturday, because she made the observation, and I kind of knew it, but you know, my father, for those of you who are new Bird Show listeners, my father passed away. It's 9 years now. And so, you know, his birthday comes around. I really, you know, I acknowledge his birthday, but it doesn't really affect me, you know, and the anniversary of his death doesn't really affect me. But for some reason, Father's Day does, because that's the day that you cannot get away from the fact
of
Father's Day. And so yesterday was Father's Day, and like I had mentioned, Katie and I had been doing some housework, and we're working on our porch together, and as good lesbians do. And so we
something wrong with the truck? Couldn't fix the truck.
That's right. No, we don't own a truck, but we need to because, you know, we're lesbians. And so anyway, so we went to Home Depot, of course, a couple times, about three times on Saturday. To, of course, any house project you have, you're not going to just go one time to Home Depot. So the second time, it was just me. Katie stayed home and was working on something, and I went to Home Depot, and the woman at the counter made a comment to me about, do you need to get a gift certificate for your father for Father's Day or something along those lines when I was checking out. And I said, no, thank you, but it really made me mad. Like, my knee-jerk reaction was, no, he's dead. I'm sorry. I don't need one. But I didn't say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Your inner monologue.
But that's what I would have shocked her into never saying that.
That would have been
again.
Very fierce, flawless of you.
But the thing is, not everybody celebrates Father's Day. Because, like you said, it's not just if a father passes away. It could be a father that's just not a great dad. Or you never knew your dad. Or I had a friend growing up who had a very abusive father that, you know, didn't celebrate Father's Day. So, yeah, so I went home, and that was the first time it hit me, because Saturday I didn't think about it. But yesterday, Katie went to visit her father and her grandfather and, you know, all the men in her family, and had a big, you know, big day with them. And I sat home by myself yesterday. Yeah. So
it's hard.
It was hard. But that's what and she knew that's what I wanted. We've been together almost 5 years now, so she knew that's what I do on Father's Day. I just, you know, just be quiet and kind of to myself, you know?
Saturday night, I ended up at a party in St. Augustine. It was for a bunch of people that were working on the websites with Troika Studios, and they just threw us, Stacy and me and some people that were down there with us, just like this little party, little barbecue. And one of the dude's father was there. And I watched them interact with each other, and they really seemed like best friends. The guy I'm talking about is probably 38, 39 years old, and he was hanging out with his dad like they were best friends. And I was sitting there looking like, I'm never going to have that with my dad. I mean, you know, like tomorrow is Father's Day, and this scene will never play out with me and my dad. Never. Even when he comes to visit or whatever, it's just we've never had that relationship, so it's certainly not going to happen now. But then I did have the thought that, and I tweeted this also, that it stops with me. And that's the great thing about Father's Day, and that's the great thing about having your own kids, is that either you give into that and you become what your dad is, or you completely change the family tree.
What if your dad ends up being best friends with Hayden?
The whole thing.
I like that.
Like, well, it does stop with me, but that's not really what I had planned.
Yeah.
I've taught Hayden way too much about character for that to ever happen.
Right. So that's why, yesterday, one of the tweets I sent, or Saturday, I guess it was, is like, just don't assume that everybody's celebrating Father's Day, especially if you're in a business. We get it's Father's Day weekend. We see, especially at Home Depot and stuff, we see all the signs. We get it. So just kind of let the person tell you if they need something for Father's Day. Don't,
agreed.
You know, because it kind of hit a nerve I didn't expect it to hit, and I almost cussed that woman out.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.